Welcome to episode 523 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and brings us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy and Donna. We're also joined tonight by fellow Outlander travel agent Robin.
Yay,
welcome. Hey. Robin had the opportunity to visit some amazing resorts in the beautiful country of Costa Rica, and she's here to tell us all about it. So let's get started. I have never been to Costa Rica.
It was my first time.
Is it a little more off the beaten path than most areas we would normally sell?
Yes. And there's what I suggest to people, and what I've always suggested, even before I went, and now it's more so, is to spend a few days either in the Arenal area or near Liberia. There's another volcano. Just see the volcano, do something different. In the Arenal area, they also have a lot of hot springs. And it's just, it's a beautiful country. I can't wait to go back and see more of it.
I know this has been one of your, like, I need to go to Costa Rica things. So, yeah. I'm glad you got to go.
Me too. Awesome. Me too. It definitely didn't disappoint.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about the first hotel you stayed at, which appears to be the Hotel Hilton Sabana.
So this hotel was beautiful. It's nice because it's not actually in downtown San Jose, but it's not that far. And it wasn't that far from the airport either. So if you have a group, this is a nice place to go for the first night. So if everyone gets there at different times, you don't have to just sit there waiting. And that's exactly because we had a group of 15. So breakfast was included. The food was good and the hotel was beautiful.
So how far is it from the airport? Is it a fairly short commute?
Yeah, I think it was about a half hour.
Okay. That's not too bad.
No.
And are the regular good paved roads, or are we talking bumpy, bumpy?
From the airport to that hotel, it was all paved roads.
Okay, good. All right, nice.
Later on in the trip, not so much.
I figured that'd come up sooner or later. All right, so did you do any daily excursions while you were staying at that hotel?
No, because everyone got in at different times.
Okay.
So we got up bright and early the next morning, and we went to go to we did a hotel inspection in that area. And then what we did was they did a land transfer to the Arenal region. And that was about a 3-hour ride. It was paved roads, but it was really windy. So they suggested that if we suffer from any kind of motion or road sickness, that we take some medication. And I did that. I had patches.
Yep. Good. And what was your opinion when you walked into that resort?
So the first resort that we went to, so the site inspection in the morning was the hotel we had stayed at. The site inspection in the afternoon was the Amor Arenal Resort. It was amazing. This hotel's only been open a few years, and they're already expanding. It's adult only, so I think they said 16 and up. But it was just beautiful, and they have a small lobby, but they usually greet people outside. There's like a little area where you can sit, and they give you a drink, and they give you cold towels. But just very classy place. It was really cool, and the rooms were really neat. It just seemed like a great place to stay.
So this resort, looking at some of the pictures, it's really built right into nature, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the lady that we spoke to, she was the marketing person, and then we also met the general manager. The general manager looks like he's like 30-something. Really nice guy. And then she was a little bit older, but she doesn't work at the hotel. She works for the company that manages the hotel. But she is from Costa Rica, and she just was really good about explaining everything about the hotel to us.
Now, it looks like, is this an all casita resort?
Yes. Yes. And so after that one, we got to the hotel we were staying in that night. That's the Arenal Manoa. That is family friendly. Breakfast was included. The hotel needs a little bit of TLC. The furniture was a little not in great shape. And I think it needs some TLC. They were working on the casita next to us. And there's 12 hours of daylight in Costa Rica. So
wow.
They worked from 5:30 in the morning till 5:30 at night.
Oh, nice. Early morning hammers and stuff.
Yes. I can sleep through a hurricane, but my roommate did not. She woke up at like 5:30.
Maybe they should have showed you that other hotel after you checked in.
So we checked into our hotel. The food was really good. The hotel facilities were nice. It's just the rooms just needed some sprucing up. But
it sounds like they were doing that.
So they had some room with king beds, some room with two queens. And the ones with two queens, if you had a fifth family member, they would bring an actual extra bed in there for you, for them. And the Amour Arenal, they do the same thing because you can fit three adults in a room. So let's say you had an adult child or you had three friends that were going, they bring in a real bed, nice. Which I think is really cool.
Hmm. So are either one of these, it doesn't look like either one of these resorts are all inclusive. They're all pay as you go.
No, okay. The only all inclusive resorts that I know of are in the Guanacaste area. Near there at the beach. Nothing near the volcano or in Monteverde or anything. Some of them do have meal plans, but If you're out doing things all day, it's sort of silly to pay for something that you might not get back to use it.
Yeah, this is like the active part of the trip, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then afterwards, we went to Sky Adventures Park for an aerial tram and a zip line. So I've never been in a zip line before, and I was actually dreading it. This has seven lines, and they give you instructions on everything. there's lots of people up there to make sure that you're safe. On the fifth line that we did, they told us that this was a very slow one, so we shouldn't do any of the things they told us to do to stop. So I go through it, and at this point, by number five, I was opening my eyes and seeing things. It was really cool. And I get up to the thing, and the guy goes to reach for me, and he doesn't. And he told me to do something, and I was doing it the wrong way because I was panicking. So I slid back quite a ways, and I'm just sitting there on the line just sort of in shock that I had to like calm down and say to myself, okay, what did they tell us? And they told us that if you get stuck, you need to put your hands on the rope behind you and you have gloves on and go, you know, pretty much pull yourself through.
Yeah, like so, the hand over hand.
Exactly.
Excellent. Yeah.
So I started doing that. The guy, one of the guides came and sort of met me halfway and he wrapped his legs around me and started doing that for two people. So I was going backwards at that point, which I did not like because I couldn't see anything. It was terrifying up there, but it was terrifying just because I'm not a fan of heights. So being out there like that, I didn't think that I would be hurt. I didn't. They actually sent two other people to help rescue me. But by that point, the other guy had gotten there. So they had a second rope because this obviously happens to other people.
Yeah, it does.
but I almost was laughing when I was going back because I was thinking, why is this happening to me? I didn't want to come to that Zumba.
Well, it actually happened to me just recently. I did it and I got stuck. And basically, the guy pulled out the brake because they had an extra brake on there. And they're like, you don't need this. So they pulled out the cotter pin and with the brake on, extra brake on it. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, this is what it's supposed to be like. You don't get stuck.
Well, I've been on ones before where you couldn't reach the rope, you know, so you would have been like totally just, I mean, at least if you could reach it with your gloves, you could have gotten yourself up eventually, you know, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was scared, but I think it was just the fact that I was just hanging.
Yeah.
Was what scared me, but I never felt like I was going to fall or that, you know, it was just so absurd that it was funny. I do not know if I would ever do one again. At this point, it's asked me in a few years, but.
Well, one thing about them too is like once you start, you got to finish.
Yes.
You know,
that is correct. We were really high.
Yeah.
We were above the jungle and. I mean, it was beautiful. You could see the volcano. Two of the ladies with our group, they rented GoPros. And we all just chipped in for it. And they also took pictures of us coming and going. So we all chipped in for the whole thing. So we got all the pictures. and that was really cool.
Nice.
And then we went to see my favorite resort. We went to see Tabacon, which is where they have hot springs. And there's other hotels that have hot springs. But I've actually sold this one to clients before, and they raved about it. So I was really excited we were getting to see it. it was just beautiful. And the way the hot springs are there, it's like pools and they go down. And so there are different sizes. They were saying something and each pool tells you what the temperature is because, you know, some of them are hotter, some of them aren't as hot, but it was a lot of fun to do that. And they also have a spa. One of the girls went and got a massage and she said it was amazing. But we had dinner. Yeah, they gave us free time to go in the hot springs. And then we had dinner there. And it was just, I mean, they told us we could come to dinner wearing the bathrobes from the hot springs. Okay. So you know what? Most of us did.
Nice.
Even over our clothes. What?
That's my kind of place.
Yeah. And the dinner was really good. And I enjoyed that. That hotel is one that I definitely want to try for myself in the future and for clients.
Nice. So you didn't actually stay at that one? Just got to go look at it.
No, we stayed. So we were one night at the Hilton, two nights at the Arenal Manoa, and then one night in Monteverde and two nights in Manuel Antonio.
Cool.
Nice.
So the next place we went to was Monteverde. This is a 3-hour ride that is bumpy and windy.
Ooh, it's like an excursion on its own.
Yes, it was. So that was long. That much longer than it was.
Did your patches still work?
My patches did still work. I had hurt my butt the day before, and that was not fun being on a bus that was going bumpada 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 with a bruised coccyx bone. What they did was they normally, it's a 3-hour bus ride to Monteverde, but instead they brought us to this boat and we took this boat where we had these amazing views of Arenal. And then we took another bus, like our bus met us. And that was really cool. The boat ride was nice because it was just a very small amount of people on the boat. The guide pointed out different things. We got to see where the Continental Divide was. Our business development manager with the company that we went with took little photo shoots of everyone with the volcano in the background. That was a lot of fun. And then when we got there, we met the bus again and had like another hour ride, something like that.
Nice break up to the day.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
And it was nice because there's so much transportation. This is not the place to go if you want to just stay in one place. I mean, you can do it. I've had clients do it where they just wanted to go to the beach. But there's so much to see and it's not all the roads are that good. So yeah. You have to, you know, figure that it's going to work out. I've sent people to Arenal and then to Guanacaste, which is like a 4-hour ride. And they said it was worth it. So what I suggest is doing a private transfer if you're going to do that. This way, if the guide who is with you, they can stop places and show you things. Like with us, when we were driving one time, our guide told the bus driver to stop. And we were right before a bridge. So we walked, you know, there was a walkway on the bridge. And he said, look at the crocodiles. There were crocodiles. Oh, wow. There were crocodiles down there. And he was telling us, oh, that one's a male and that one's a female. And you can, you know, the male's body is straight. The female's body is more curvy. I mean, the amount of information this man had was amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so that was really cool. The day we went to Monteverde, it rained all day. And the afternoon, it rained a lot. September and October are the rainiest times there. So that's why it's considered low season, and that's probably why we went then. I mean, other than one afternoon that was really bad, which was this afternoon, it didn't really stop us from doing anything else. But that one afternoon, Once we got to the hotel, before we went to the hotel, we stopped at this farm owned by this Costa Rican family, and they make chocolate, they make coffee, they make some other stuff from like the byproducts from those. And they showed us how they make coffee. They had us make candy from the sugar cane. We tried sugar cane sticks, some liquid that came out of the sugar cane that was not very good. But it was really cool. And they had lunch for us. And the lunch was actually like made in that kitchen. Nice. By the family. And they do two tours a day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And they serve a meal with it. So it's a whole, you know, half a day thing. But it was pouring, like muddy pouring. It took my shoes 3 days to dry out.
Wow.
Because I didn't have the right shoes, because I didn't think it was going to be that rainy. I had hiking boots that I've waterproofed, and I was going to use them that night. Not really thinking that I'd need them that day. But we went there. It was a lot of fun. And the place where we ate was the owner's house. I mean, it was really neat. Then we were supposed to have a night hike in the forest, but that had to get canceled because of the weather, because it was so muddy and so rainy.
You wouldn't have been able to hear any animals anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, probably for the best.
So that night we actually split up, and half of us stayed at the Cloud Forest Lodge and half of us stayed at the Monteverde Lodge. So we had site inspections of both. I was at the Monteverde Lodge. Beautiful. We love that one. The Cloud Forest, I heard like ups and downs about it. Not as much love as we had for the Monteverde Lodge.
That's good to know. Yeah.
We had dinner at the Monteverde Lodge. It was very good. And then we saw another hotel the next morning, the Oshitoa. That was really neat. Most of the hotels that we went to, other than the one, the Monteverde one, they were like all, everything was like casitas. So everything, you know, the rooms were all separate.
Nice.
At the hotel in Monteverde, the Monteverde Lodge, most of the rooms were attached to the main building, except for, I think they said they had two separate suites. And they showed us one of them. I just really loved that hotel. And the Oshitoa was the same type of thing. So they had two parts of the building. They were redoing the suites because high season starts next month. So we couldn't see one of the suites, but we got to see different rooms in the place. They have one room that is a handicap accessible room on the first floor. And it was really cool. You can just roll right in. It wasn't much of a room. It was very, what's a good word? There's just not a lot in there.
Like sparse?
Yeah, it was very sparse. But they had everything at the right level. If you have someone who's handicapped, they said they were telling us they had a Paralympian stay there. There is one area that they can't access as someone in a wheelchair unless they're carried up. They have a bar on the third floor, and they can't get up there. So that's the only negative of that one. I mean, because we saw some of the other rooms and they were actually really nice. It's everything's facing the mountains. So it's really, it's just, I mean, the views here were amazing. Every place we went, the views were amazing.
I think it's good to note the accessibility part too, because I just feel like once you leave the US, the standards are so different, you know? So yeah, it's good to really see it and know what to expect.
With the villas, the one that they're redoing, there's an elevator in there. And they have an elevator from the main building that goes diagonally because it's up on a hill.
Oh, wow.
So we didn't get to go on it, but we got to see it move. So if they were in the villas, there wouldn't be as much, they could stay there also.
Yeah.
And then we went to Manuel Antonio. What a fun place. So this one was a 4.5 hour ride, but it wasn't bumpy. It was just long. And the roads in Costa Rica, they are tiny, the majority of them, especially when you go outside of the city. You know, it's a two-way road, but it's very narrow. So we stayed at the Parador Hotel, Parador Resort in Manuel Antonio. Loved that one too. That one was, what's the word I'm going to say? Sorry, I just went blank. Oh, they also had us stop on the way to Manuel Antonio to break up the ride a little bit. They had us stop at this place. It sells a lot of souvenirs, and they're better prices than some of the other places. And they have, so they stopped there. We had souvenirs and we went and had lunch. Then the next day we went on a catamaran and snorkeling boat because of something with the water. They said no snorkeling, but you could go off slides. You could jump off the boat. It was a lot of fun.
And that's interesting that you couldn't snorkel, but you could get in the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why.
this is like a national park area, right? Mm-hmm.
There didn't seem to be that much visibility in the water.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if that was it.
Yeah.
But the beaches were beautiful. But it's not the type of beaches that we're used to here. It was more rocky beaches. You wouldn't just go and sunbathe on the beach. You would, you know, in other parts of Costa Rica, they have nicer beaches. Mm-hmm. This was just not the fine sand beach that we're used to in the Caribbean.
So it's still like you want to do an excursion, maybe hang out at the pool kind of mm-hmm. area.
And we did. We went, they had an adult pool at the hotel and we hung out there for a while. And when we got to the hotel the day before, they're showing us some rooms and all of a sudden we see these monkeys just moving in the trees. So we all stopped and, you know, we're all videotaping and taking pictures. I don't know how many monkeys there were. It looked like there were like 10, but it could have been the same three monkeys because they were like going circular in a like circular fashion. Mm-hmm. So, and it was funny because they were all doing the same thing.
Nice.
It was really cute. And then after we went into the pool, I'm getting ready to go back to my room and shower. And my roommate was like, look. And there were sloths in the trees. And we got videotape of the sloth. And earlier in the trip, we had seen a baby sloth. The one thing that this company suggests you not do, and they don't let you do it if you're with them, is to hold them, because these are wild animals, mm-hmm. and things can happen, and it's, you don't want to hurt them. You don't want them to hurt you. And if you see one behind you and you want to take a selfie, go for it. But there were no like hugging sloths and hugging monkeys or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
It's probably for the best. Yeah.
Yep. And yeah, so the snorkeling was really cool. It was not just us on the snorkeling catamaran. There were other people. It was a lot of fun, though. We really enjoyed. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. But they served lunch, and they had juice and soda and, you know, things to drink. And then you could buy a picture thing on there, too. So we did the same thing. We we bought a thing, and they actually gave us other people's photos as well as ours.
Nice.
Which I thought was a little weird.
Yeah.
No, I have photos of other people's children, which I didn't really care for. So we deleted, I was the one that purchased this one. So I deleted everyone else's pictures and sent it off to everyone.
It's nice of you.
Very helpful. I just didn't think that that was.
Yeah.
And then we left. Now, in Costa Rica, which I didn't know beforehand, they have something called Clear Mobile. So they don't have the screening things for your eyes or your fingers, but they ask you to pull down the app, and they get a QR code. And they scan the QR code, and they let you through. So there was this huge line for security, and I just got right through. So that was a nice plus, because I have Clear. And they must have just gotten it, and they said they're one of the first international places that has gotten it. I mean, there's others, but this is a big deal for them.
Yeah, that's good to know, especially if you have Clear.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, before you go, get mm-hmm. yourself they have like a 30-day free trial. Yeah. But it was such a beautiful country, and we had so much fun and saw so many neat things that we never would have, you know, that we can't see in every other place.
That's awesome.
So I just can't wait to go back and go see some of the other places.
Nice. All right. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. I'd like to take a moment to thank Robin again for coming to spend some time with us tonight.
Yay!
Thanks. Woo! On behalf of Donna, Sandy, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.